Okay, let's get started. Discussion of Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Beis, the heart of Bava Basra. Bava Basra, Lamed Beis, and we are Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We just started the discussion of Zilusa de Beidino. We had a machlokas when there was a case of Bezdin awarding the field to one person and then giving it to another person. Do we say that that is a zilzul of Bezdin? Because obviously the covet of Bezdin is a value in halacha, or do we say, don't worry about it? We need people to view the Bezdin with a certain type of awe and reverence, and the question is, would this undermine that that allowance that we want people to do, you know, would this undermine it? That was my focus, Rav Nachman and others. So the Gemara says that Rav Nachman was told a raya against the issue of Zilusa de Beidina lo chayshinan. We are choshish from the Mishnah and Maseches Yevamos. And he says, okay, you're right, I understand. But then he goes out and Ovid Uvda, and he acts based on it, and he doesn't think that there is a problem with Zilusa de Beidina. So those, says the Gemara, those who saw him do it thought that it was a mistake. He had said he wasn't going to do it, and he did it, but really, says the Gemara, he had other shitos up his sleeve that he knew about, other tanoim that held like him, that he held like, and therefore that's why he did it. So where are those other shitos? That's what we're up to, about six lines up from the bottom. Talia ba'ashli rabervi. He tied himself up on big ropes. So what exactly were the ropes? Who were the shitos that say that? Don't worry about zilusa de beidina. As follows, Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, we had this discussion back in Maseches Ksubos. Says the Mishnah there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein malum kahuna al pied echad. We do not we are not ma'ala. We don't bring up someone al pied echad. If there is one aid that says that so and so is a kohen, would we allow him to participate in all the kohanic activities, eating truma, duchene, getting the first aliyah? Obviously, some are more chumer than the others, like truma. But one aid, would we allow it? No. What do you mean, would we allow it? Is there any counter pressure? Yeah, it must be that there's some counter pressure here. There's a call, there's a rumor that says he's not a Kohen, that his father married, even if his father was a Kohen, maybe his father married a Grusha, or Chalutza, or Chalala, and therefore he is not a Kohen, he has the status of Yisrael, if his father married one of the Isurei Kahuna. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if one aid comes along and says he's a Kohen, that's not good enough. Ein man lakuna al pi eid echad. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ei masai, when do we, Rabbi Lazar says, when do we not say that, as we just explained, b'makam sheyesh orin, only if there are orin, if there's a something on the other side that's pushing us not to say that he's a Kohen. Ava b'makom she'ein orin, but if there are no orin, there's no people complaining about it. We'll have to see what orin are, but if there are no orin, Rashi, Rashbam, second wide line, ela kol pasul ba'alma. So as we have formulated it, maybe it's not exactly how we just said it. Rabbi Lazar is saying, when do we say that we don't use an eid echad if there are orin? But if there's no orin, there's only a rumor, there's only a call, then ma'al lakun al-pi eid echad, then we would allow it. One aid, as we just explained, one aid beats the call. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, ma'al lakun al-pi eid echad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we are ma'al lakun al-pi eid echad. What exactly is the machlokas? Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Lazar. What's the difference? They both say that we're ma'al al-pi eid echad, right? What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel talking about? Even against two witnesses? We're not going to take one witness and say that it beats two witnesses. So what's the machlokas about? V'chi tema ir'er chad ika beinayu. Maybe the machlokas is if there is one aid that says there's problems with his Kohanic lineage. That's the machlokas. And what it says, when Rabbi Lazar says, when there are orin, that even includes one aid that passels, and they have one aid that is machshir, that's where we say that we're not ma'ala kahuna. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, no, we are ma'ala if it's one against one. Is that the machlokas? Rabbi Lazar savar ir er chad. Rabbi Lazar says even one is ir er, and therefore once we believe the one, ki'ilu, the one is two, therefore we wouldn't believe the second aid to say that he is a Kohen. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, would say, no, Irer is two, and therefore, if you only have Irer Chad, we would believe the second aid to be Machshir him. But one second, we say that no, everybody holds that Irer is two. So therefore, ask the Gemara, what exactly is the Machlokes between these opinions? Says the Gemara, Ella Ir Eretz. It must be that everybody agrees Ir Eretz is true. So what's the machlokas about? What exactly is the case that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar are arguing about? The Hachamah by Askinon as follows: Kigon the Machaz Kinon Le Ba'avua Dahai to Kohenu. We know this guy's father's a Kohen. The man in question. His father was a Kohen, his grandfather was a Kohen, so he should be a Kohen. But then there was a rumor, there were people talking, that he was not a Kohen. He was a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza. Right? The Gemara always puts those together, even though Ben Gerusha is Daraisa and Ben Chalutza is Darabanan. Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. V'achtine, because there was that call, Achtine. How do we translate Achtine? Something about going down. Tosfos has two opinions here. Does it mean that we demote him, or he memela stops doing what he's doing until this is figured out? Right, that's 2 days in Tosfos Dibra Maskil V'Nafak. Tosfos says Lav Dafka Achtine Ela Klomar Memela Yarad. Right, he goes down. Remember the days of interesting question, when exactly it stopped, of Birchas Kohanim, throughout the world, every single day. Again, one of the mysteries in Halacha, why exactly Birchas Kohanim does not take place in Chutz La'aretz every day, different suggestions given by the Rama in Aruch Chaim. But says Tosfos, Klomer Memelo Yarad, De'i Davka Achtine, Amayas Kine, V'yikazi Lusa De'Bezdin. As we will get to, if Bezdin actively did something, then maybe everybody would agree that you wouldn't bring him back. So either way, Tosfos has the first opinion and says, maybe it just means he stopped. Inami, a couple of lines later, Horada Gemura Ka'amar. No, we demoted him. We actively said, you can't take part in Kohanic activities. V'leka zilusa debezdin elahecha doho ridu al yidei edus. Ala b'horada sha'idei kol leka zilusa. Right, if Bezdin just suggests it and tells it to go down, so that's not as bad as going based on witnesses and then having to go back on that. So either way, back to the Gemara. What's the case here under Machlokes? We thought he was a Kohen, and then there was a call, so we said he's not. We demoted him somewhat. V'yasa aid echad v'amar to Kohen hu. And then one aid comes and says that he is a Kohen, or the Bach says Kohen gomor hu. He is a complete Kohen. He's a Kohen. So one aid, v'yaskine. So the one aid beats the call of one. V'yasu betray v'amri de ben gerusha v'chalutza hu. Then two aidim come and say, no, he's not a Kohen. Two aidim confirm the call. To aid them, that's it. Ba'achdine. So then you say, is that a Kohen? V'yasa aid echad v'yamar to Kohenu. And then another aid echad comes to maybe team up with the earlier aid echad and say that he is a Kohen. So now what's the question? You had a call, one aid, two aid, one aid. That was the order. So the question is going to be, can he be a Kohen now? Do you look at it cumulatively? Or not? Is that the issue? Or is the issue a Bezdin issue? So that's the first suggestion. Everybody agrees that we are mitzaref edus, even if one comes later. And one comes earlier. Maybe this goof is the machlokes. What Rav Nachman was referring to yesterday. Whether we're choshes for the zilzul of Bezdin. If Bezdin does A, are we worried that Bezdin will be less in people's eyes? And ve'elam mishpatim asher tzim lefneham. Lefneham lo lefne akum. And therefore we want people to keep Bezdin in a certain reverence. And therefore we're going to be choshes for the zilzul de Medina. That's the question. Reb Elazar Savar, Kiva, Reb Elazar, who said, Ein malan api ed echad, and only if there are orin. Right, Savar, Kiva, and achtine, lo maskinam lei. Once Bezdin lowered him based on the two witnesses, Bezdin cannot, even though we say that the second aid could combine with the first aid, lo maskinam lei. The chajinon le zilusa de Medina. Right, we are choshes for the zilusa de Medina. The Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, anan achtine, the anan maskinam. Wait, we brought him down, we brought him up, and we're not choshesh about Zilusa de Beidina. Okay, we'll stop there for a little bit, and we'll talk about a number of points. Let's go backwards on the last line. What's the issue? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we brought him down, we brought him up, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says not. The issue is, the Rashbam, Tosfos, Treyu Trey. Right, what do we, the end of this case, after the dust settles, so we have two witnesses that say he was a Kohen, two witnesses that say he is not a Kohen. So how do we treat that? So do we say that they cancel each other out, and therefore you go back to what he was before, which means he was a Kohen? That's the machlokes here. The Rashbam says, Rav Elazar Savar Kiva Dachtine Al Pi Beis Orin Ubedin Ho Radnuhu, and we lowered him appropriately to Bechol Makom Ha'amina Torah Shnayim, because we know The Torah says, "Al pishnei edim yakum davar." Two witnesses can establish something, so that it happened. Davar sulo liski le'api edechad zehasheni. Afalpi, here's the afalpi, which the second sheet holds of. Afalpi sheish letzarfo im harishon ulachshira lazeh. Even though we should say, now he's a kosher kohen. To uki trei lebahade trei, put the two against the two. V'uki gavra achezke the kashrus kamaisa. We should say he goes back to his cheskas kashrus. The two cancel each other out. Tavi muchzak von ba'avua de kohenu. V'gam echshenu atchila piyedechad kodesh shabo orin. So therefore, we should say trei utrei. But the Rashbam explains the overriding principle of zilusa de medina overrides that. The greater good. We feel bad. This person should be a Kohen. So we're going to sacrifice. He's not going to be able to eat Truma. He's not going to be able to do Bidyan Aben. He's not going to be able to get the first Aliyah because of the greater good of Zilusa de Medina. We're not going to allow him to come back and be a Kohen. People are going to look at Bezin and think it's a joke. You know, you raise him up, you put him down. And that is the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no. Rebbe Gamliel says that we paskin that no. Everybody knows. Maybe you're worried in general about some type of Zilzul Bezdin, but in this case, we would say Trey Utrey, and therefore it would be okay. Tosfos at the beginning of Anan, De Uki Trey Bahadi Trey Buki Gavra Cheskai De Muxulan Daviv De Kohenu. So you cancel each other out. Sometimes we have elsewhere. The Gemara Ksuvis talks about Trey Utrey Daraisa Trey Utrey Drabanan. Meaning, is it really true that Trey Utrey, the way that the Rashbam and Tosfos here formulated, that the two cancel each other out, and therefore you go back to what it was before, right? You cross them out. Sometimes we find Trey Utrey creates a stalemate. Not that Trey Utrey cancels each other, and therefore you go back to what it was earlier, but Trey Utrey both actively did something, and therefore you're stuck. Not that they cancel. So here, the way it's formulated is that they cancel each other, and therefore you can go back to the original chazakah of the father. So somebody walks up to Shul and says, "Hi, I'm a Kohen." So we generally assume he's a Kohen. There's no call against, and there's nothing telling us otherwise. What if somebody comes into Shul and says, "Hi, I'm Jewish"? Is there any issue? Do people have ne'emanis on themselves? So we discussed yesterday and the day before, Hodaz bal din kibay edem dami. People have financial believability about themselves. Either believability about what happened or believability about their status, right? About their chiyuvim, right? Hodaz, different ways of formulating it, as we said. So in terms of finance. But edem esam asma rasha, right? There are some limitations on what they're allowed to say about themselves. What about just declaring who they are? Right, we know we have the principle over the past couple of days, Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Iter. A woman comes and says, "Hi, I'm divorced." So we believe her because she could have just said, "I'm single." So there are many different sugyas that relate to this issue of believability of the person themselves. So Tosfos discusses this. Well, the two issues. Number one, about being Jewish. Number two, Kohen. They're both serious issues. Being a Kohen eating Truma is a Bisabdei Shemayim. If somebody is eating that when they're not supposed to. This is discussed here in a couple of places. The Shulchan Aruch, the Raman, Eben Ezer, and Simon Gimel, discusses this in the beginning of Eben Ezer, because that's all about Yichus, and who do you marry, who do you not marry. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Shulchzak Aviv Kohen, V'yasalav Kol Shu Begur Shu Bechalutza. Right, our case. You bring him down. One he comes, and then you want to be misarif him with the earlier aid. What do you say? Right. So that is what we say. We paskin lekula in our gemara. But if you look earlier in the simin. Says the Rama in the beginning of Simon Gimel. Well, first the Shulchan Aruch. Mi shabab is banazeh va'amar kohen ani. Somebody comes and says, "Hi, I'm a kohen." We have no idea who he is. Ain onemon ve'ain malan oso lekun al piyatsmo. Says the Shulchan Aruch. He's not believed, and we don't allow him. Bring him up. V'lo yikra b'tararichim. Lo yisas kapov. Shulchan Aruch says that based on Shitas of the Rambam and based on the Mishnah in Ksubis. But says the Rama. Haga v'yesh omrim the ne'eman likros batara rishon v'lises kapav bizman hazeh she'ein lanu truma da'oraisa she'nachush shema yalu oso l'truma v'chei nogim ha'idna aval b'makom b'chei nogim b'truma bizman hazeh v'lekel l'mechesh l'midi. Therefore you're not worried he can't eat karbanos and maybe marriage issues, but generally, says the Rama Bizman Azeh, one would be believed. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, so it's a good question. Is there a difference in the amongst Svarim? The question is, let's just do the next step. The post can discuss the Kavachayim quotes, which is also based on the Sephardic customs, that Vidavka, if we don't know his background, and it's really a suffix of his edition Ammon, then we'd have the questions. But if somebody's a Yerei Shamayim, somebody comes from a background that he knows, Vidavka, Imhu Bal Torah V'Yari Elokim, Habam Yimakam She'ish Sham B'Svivas O'Sham V'Torah M'Soros Yisrael, that's when we would trust him. What is the context where we wouldn't? Im Aval Am Ha'aretz, Habam Yimakam She'ish Sham Sham V'Torah Mitzvos, Eino Neman Al Yedei Atzmo El Yedei Acherim She'yivaru Lanu She'achein Hu Kohen. So that is the tricky issue, but that in terms of being a Kohen and the believability. And Lamaisa, we say that person is believed if he walks into shul, as long as he has somebody who seems to know the halacha. What about somebody who says, I'm Jewish? Would we believe somebody who says, I'm Jewish? Or what if somebody says, hi, I'm a ger? That's like a pesha asa pesha hita. He could have just said he was Jewish from birth. Right? We don't know his last name. Right? But is there a difference? So, if you look in the Gemara Psachim, beginning of Psachim, discuss this. Tosfos, Rabbi Nudavid there. Remember the case of the non-Jew, who the Gemara tells the story of a non-Jew who boasted that he always used to get a piece of the Korban Pesach, right? Gimel on the base, right? Ahu Arma'a, Davi Salik V'Alchem Pischem Yerushalayim. There was a certain Arimian that used to go and eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and he boasted. He said, "Oh, I eat from the best. The shufri." Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Oh yeah, did they give you from the tail?" Because Savalacha Me'Alya, he says, "No." So he says, okay, go ask for the tail. So he says, lahasam. He says, give me from the tail. They like, from the tail. The tail is burned on the Mizbeach. And they checked into it, and they found out that he was a quack, and he was, he was doing this just to show that he could go against the Jews in public. Vashkechul darmahu v'katzlu, and they killed him. Right? Big question in the Rishonim. You know, why was he chayav misa? Called ben neichal yochabo. But either way, Tosfos, the Rishonim there say, it's clear that before he made up this trick, he came to the Beis HaMikdash and he said, I'm Jewish, and he was Jewish. So it's clear, isn't it? Tosfos says, Mikan ein raya shenamin l'chol ha'balafanein v'omer Yisrael ani. You read the Gemara, it sounds like it's a pretty big, good raya. Says Tosfos right there, don't be so quick to judge. Says Tosfos, it's not a raya. Right, Tosfos has to say that because if you read this, it seems to be a raya. Why not? D'shaini hacha, d'rov Yisrael hayu, v'yazlina basaruba. The people in the Beis HaMikdash, most of them, you could say, if not all of them, are Jewish. So you have a rove here. So there's no raya from here. But Tosfos says, I'm not arguing on that. Ach yesh lo havi raya, but if you look in Yevamis, and daf mei, there I think there is a raya, but just not from this Gemara. That's what Tosfos says. If you look at Rabbeinu David Bonfield, who we have on Psachim, and we have in the quoted all over the Chiddushi Aran on Sanhedrin, says Rabbeinu David, Hevi Rabbeinu Yaakov Raya. Rabbeinu Tam thinks this Gemara is a Raya. Shehabav Yamar Yisrael Ani Ma'aminim Oso. Shehari Hayu Ma'aminim Oze Hagoy. U'ma'achilin Oso Psachim. Right? Aye, what about what it says in Yevamis? What drove Tosfos to say that our Gemara is not such a Raya? Because the Gemara in Yevamis. Mish Amar Va'amar Ger Ani Yachol Nikablenu Tamalomar B'chiyagur Itcha Ger B'muchzak L'cha. So that's B'muchzak. You can't just come and say, I'm Jewish or I'm a ger. Says Rabbeinu David, no. There, we knew he was a goy last week. So if we know he's a goy last week, then he's got to prove that he's Jewish now. That's where. Hasam b'shaya makirin b'oshaya goy, b'haya ohu omer shen is gayer. Avala lo hayo makirin oso, if we don't know this guy from anybody, ne'eman lomar yisraelani, o gerani mitok shabal yado lomar yisraelami. Because he could have said it. And then at the end he says, ve'en zu raya kol kach. He quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, but then he says, I don't think it's a raya, like Tosfos says, shezeh agoy, haya baba regal, I'm called Yisrael, vade roi lahamino, sheruban Yisrael hayu, ve'en shalom l'kol echan mi yalado. Right, you don't ask every person, you know, who is his family lineage. Either way, this is a discussion about Ne'amanis. Ne'amanis if I'm a Jew, Ne'amanis if I'm a Kohen. Important discussions. One other point for now. That is Tosfos here discusses also the issue of, we're not going to go into the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav about Yanai HaMelech. The sugi that we mentioned before, Treu Trey. So it sounds like there, by Yanai HaMelech, it was Treu Trey, and therefore we just left him not being a Kohen, and not being allowed. And Tosfos discusses, how does that fit in with our Gemara? Good. When we need Edim, here we're talking about, you know, most of the time when we have Edus, it's about an event. We do know that there is some flexibility in terms of establishing a status. Here we're talking about the status of a person. We've discussed in various other contexts, there's an important Rambam in Perek Tezayin of Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says there, Eino tzarech shnei Edim l'malkus ela b'shas maisa. The Rambam says, you need two witnesses, only b'shas maisa, to say what occurred. Aval ha'isser atzmo be'ed echad yuchsak. Eid Echad has some status. Our Gemara is talking about Eid Echad. Eid Echad beats a rumor. So is Eid Echad a major sugya? Is Eid Echad half of two Eidim? Is it a quantitative or a qualitative jump? Should we really believe Eid Echad? Eid Echad nema bisurin. Eid Echad kam l'shvua. If I have an Eid Echad, you have to swear that you don't owe me the money. So an Eid Echad does things. So is an Eid Echad really strong and just less than two Eidim? Or not. So there is evidence that an Eid Echad is believed in certain contexts. Here's another example. Just like an argamar, an Eid Echad beats a rumor. Here the Rambam says, an Eid Echad establishes a status. For example, Kesad. Amar Eid Echad chelev klayos huzeh. One Eid says, this is a piece of non-kosher fat. One Eid. Kilai akarem him peiros elu. Grusha ozona hi ishazu. And then, the achal. And after somebody testifies, one aid says that this is a piece of non-kosher meat, and then I eat it. I'm going to get malchus for that. It's only one aid. Only one aid. No. O ba'al be'edim acher shehutzra bo harizeloke avabi she'iker ha'iser be'ed echad. So you see, we see this, the aid echad could establish a status. Bamed Ramamur and the Ramam adds bishalohi chisha aid be'isha kava ha'iser. There was no hachasha at the time. Avalam amar ze eno chelav zu eno grusha ba'achal ba'al acher shechasha so eno loke. Okay, if it's aid echad against aid echad, then fine. Why should you believe one? But that is the Rambam in Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Another example, like Argamar saw about the status of a person. So that Rambam is about the status of an item. Okay, let's continue. So what did we do so far? We said that we ended yesterday's Gemara with, Rav Nachman has people on his side that holds that you don't have to be worried about the Zilzal of Bezdin. Who is that? So we just quoted, this Machlokas Tanoim, isn't this Machlokas about the Zilzal of Bezdin? Rav Blazer says, you are worried about Zilzal Bezdin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you are not worried about Zilzal Bezdin. So says the Gemara now, Maskevla Rav Ashi, right in the middle, Ihachi, if it's true that this issue is about Zilzal Bezdin, so my Aryechad, so why is it? Why do you have the case of there was a coal, and then there was one aid, and then there was two aidim, and then there was one aid? Even if there were two aidim at once, right? I feel my arachad, I feel betray nami. Why do you have to come up with a nukimta of one aid earlier, one aid later? Even if two aidim would come together after we have been morid this person from being a Kohen, we also wouldn't bring him up because of the Zilzul of Bezdin worry. So says Rav Ashi, because of that, because the Gemara has the Ukimta of one and one, I don't think the issue being discussed here is Zilzul Bezdin. I think the issue is about one aid and one aid. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Dekule Alma Lo Chayshina LeZilusa DeBeidina. Really, everybody agrees, we're not worried about Zilusa DeBeidina. And therefore, maybe Rav Nachman not only has one person on his side, both opinions might be supporting him. V'hacha, but the issue here is Bilitzareif Eidus Kamiflagi. The machlokis here is whether you could put together the earlier aid that came that said he was a Kohen, and the later aid that came that said he was a Kohen. Bilitzareif Eidus Kamiflagi. How closely do the Eidus have to be connected and testify? And it's a machlokis of the Tanoim like we have in Masechet Sanhedrin. The first machlokis is not our issue. The second machlokas is our issue. But the Gemara often quotes these together. The following. Ditanya the Brisa says, La'olam ein edusin mitztarefes ad sheyiru shneim ke'echad. Edus is not mitztarif. The two edim only can combine together until they see it together. Sheyiru shneim ke'echad. Which means they have to see the same event. Ad sheyiru shneim ke'echad. Right? If one guy says that on Sunday he lent money, and another guy says on Tuesday he admitted that he owes money, that's not good enough according to the Tanakhama. Shneim ke'echad, they have to witness the same event, even by dinim amanus. That's the chiddush. Obviously, by dinim nefashos, but dinim amanus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, afilu bazeh achar zeh. Even bazeh achar zeh, we would say, psachim, right? Afilu bazeh achar zeh, we would say that one would. Oh, sorry, I have it. I have it in front of me. Afilu b'zeh chazeh, we would say that it will be okay. What does b'zeh chazeh mean? Even if one person says that he lent him on a Sunday, and one person says he lent him on Tuesday, it doesn't matter. Still, that is going to be enough. Because by mamonis, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they're not being made on the event. They're being made on the obligation. On mona shebishtar. And if they're being made on mona shebishtar, so then even if it is different than different items being testified about, that would be okay. I'm trying to find a Tosfos in Pesachim, and then we will continue. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim that discusses Tosfos between Tosfos and the Rashbam, right after the Zugos Gemaras. Tosfos quotes here on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph a Machlokes. The Gemara there has a story. Siva Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua his son, "Who is this?" Says the Rashbam there, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is nicknamed Karcha Kireach. Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph quotes the Rashbam here and says, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, the ein nira sheyeha gemara korei oso ben Karcha, derek Ginai. Shari Nantra Nara, remember what Elisha did to those boys who called him Kireach? Lei Kireach. Right, remember the story in Malachim. Elisha goes, and there was a city that had only bitter water. And therefore, Elisha did an amazing miracle. He cured the bitter water. That was sweet water. But there were boys who used to make their living by schlepping water and bringing it up to the people of the city. So they were very upset at Elisha for solving the problem. So they started going, Lei Kireach, you bald one. And Elisha sent some bears to take care of them. So says, how can you call him Kireach? So it's Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yeshua Bekarcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. So here we have Rabbi Yeshua Bekarcha too. So again, Machlokas number one here in the Brisa is whether they have to see the same event or not. And number two, that's the one important for us. Ein edusin miskayemes bebezdin ad sheyidu shneim ke'echad. Their edus are not miskayem until they testify together. Forget the event, but the testimony has to be together. Rabbi, at the same day, at least, the Rashbam says. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Shomin Dvarev Shalzeh, Hayom, Ulu Kishayabu, Chaveir, Lamachar, Shomin Dvarev. Right, even separate, it is okay, and that is what we hold by Dini Mamanis, even if it is done separately. And that's the Machlokas here. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the other opinion in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether we could trust the second Eid Echad and be Vitsarif him with the first Eid Echad and now say, oh, okay, now we have two Eidim, that he is a Kohen, and therefore we would be Ma'alahim. That is the question, that is the Machlokas, and therefore the issue isn't an issue of Zilusa de Beidina. The Gemara here talks about having the Eidim together. But do the Eidim have to testify like the exact same moment? Do the Eidim talk at the same time? Pashas not. Generally, the Eidim do not talk at the same time. That's why it's interesting, a minog and a halacha that we know, that is quoted. If you look in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Samach Zayin, that is the halacha, halachas relating to davening on Friday night. Davening on Friday night, Reish Samach Zayin, Reish Samach Ches. So there we know, we say Vayechulu three times on Friday night davening. We say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, we say Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei, and we say Vayechulu in Kiddush. So why do we say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei? Because that's part of Kedushas Hayom. We understand that. Why do we say it in Kiddush? Because we're giving part of Kiddush. Chazal enacted part of the mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakasho. Why do we say Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei? We just said it. So explain the poskim. Because once or twice a year it's Yontif Shachal Yes B'Shabbos, and in that Shmona Esrei for Shalosh Regalim we wouldn't have Vayechulu Zatov Achartanu. So therefore, because of that, for those days we're going to have to say Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei. So because we do it then, so that's why we always say it in after davening, just because, right? Just because, so we don't get confused, which is somewhat unusual. You might think that just because it hardly ever happens, but that's what the halacha is. But the Achronim, the Magen Avraham, quotes here that once because Vayechulu is Eidus, so that's why I have a big Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Samach Ches. Because it is Eidus, so that is why it is best to wait for somebody to say Vayechulu with you, and that is why we know the custom is if somebody's finished Shmona Esrei after the Tzibor had finished Vayechulu, so that is why It is best for somebody to say it with them. And if somebody is not there, you can say it yourself and have kavana that it's not edus. Or one doesn't even have to say it themselves. One doesn't have to say it. You can skip it. And one will say it after, one would say it after, davening. The machzah shekel on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, though, wonders, you know, I don't understand. He's supposed to say it together. Even real edus doesn't literally have to be together. Right, even real. So what does that mean? Oh, right, we all grow up with it. Okay, you have to say it with somebody because it's ages. Even real ages. Even what does our Gemara say? Says the Machzor Zashekel. He says, "Kitanakama de Sanhedrin daflam." Tanakama is really the Shicham Mahod Shneim Yachad. For Abnasin Sfir Le Shomin Dvar Shalechad Hayomu. Because you have a Chavir LeMachar Shomin Lo. Right, that are machlokas. Says the Machzor Zashekel. Machzor Zashekel was always on the bottom of the Magen Avram and the Taz. That's what he expands on them and he explains them. The Af Al Gav the Kaimel and Bedini Mam and his Karebi Nason. We paskin learn Gribinos in anyway by Dini Mominus. And therefore, what do you have to have them together? Mikal makom be'edusenu hanogea lechvodo yisbarach machmarinam latseis af alibe de tanakama tetzrichim lahaid yachad. This is not Stam Edus. This is Edus on the Borei Olam. Says the Master of Shekels, even though we might paskin like Gribnosin when it comes to Dini Mominus, when it comes to Friday night, we should try to do it together with somebody to be machmir. The Bir Halacha has a very surprising comment that the Chazanish does not like. The Bir Halacha there says, and because he's supposed to say it with somebody, so it's really best maybe to hurry up your Shmona Esrei a little bit so that one would be able to say it with the tzibur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. L'chadchila, he said, "Mitam zeh hamispal balachash yimaher l'sayim tfiloso k'deisha yomar v'yechulu imakol." Quotes that from the Prima Gadim. And the Chazaner says, "What are you talking about? The whole thing is a chumrah. You said Vayechulu before, you're going to say Vayechulu later. You say Shmona Esrei like you want to say Shmona Esrei." Interesting discussion. The Mishnah Berurah is, according to the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim really wants us to say it with the tzibur. Period. Okay, so we have the issue of Zilusa de Beidina discussed, and Lamaskana, there is no, everybody might hold in this Machlokas Tanon. Is there ever, I'm talking about Zilusa de Beidina, what about a retrial? Is there ever such a halacha as a retrial in halacha? Right, Zilusa de Beidina. Would they change their psak? What if the party say, you know, we don't like this answer? So could they, both parties say, you know what, let's have a retrial? That's the Rush. The Rush quotes in Klal, in the Tshuvas HaRush, Chamisha Meshisha, Nun Vav, one line. Umisha kibel alav dayin echad, v'nigmar hadin, ein yecholo machzar bohem. The Rush says there's no such thing as a retrial in halacha. Unless there's new evidence. But if there's no evidence, it's just like, we don't like this, we want a new trial, says the Rush. We don't like it. The Beis Yosef quotes this Rush in Hilchos Dayanim, in Simen Chavez, and wonders, why not? Vidvar Teimahu, im Shnei Baalei Dinim, Misratzim, mi Ya'akev al Yadam. Right, who's going to be Ma'akev? Why wouldn't they be able to go and go again? The Efshar da Adayonim Koi. Maybe what the Rush really means, even though it doesn't sound like it, maybe what the Rush means is the judges. Klomar. Sha'afo pi sheshnei hadayonim misratzim bekach. Baldin echad ma'akev al chaveiro. Maybe if the Dayonim realize, you know what? Okay, we'll do it again. We'll start the process again. No. One Baldin would say, no, I like this. The Odi Ishlamar, and then he says, no, maybe it's al Baladinim Koi. The Enim Yechol Machzer Bohem, Velamo Bipnei Bezdin Acher. Bipnei Kavod Hadayan Harishon. Maybe that's example of Zilzul Bezdin. Even if both people say, agree, you know what, let's do it again, that's Zilzul Bezdin, and I don't think it would be allowed. Maybe that's the pshat of the Rush. Vizet Nira Yoser says the Beis Yosef, I think that's the pshat. Meaning, relating to our Gemara, the issue of a retrial. Bezdin does have to give a psak. Interesting. Separate sugya, somewhat related, and that is, does Bezdin have to offer an answer? What if Bezdin doesn't want to recluse itself? Can Bezdin not give an answer? So the Tshuvas HaRush, the Rush in a different Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Zayin, is very strong that Bezdin needs to give a psak. It's kind of like similar, it's not exactly the same, when somebody goes to a Rav for a question. The Rav really has a responsibility to give this person an answer. I'm not sure, again, unless he doesn't know. But if he knows, and he can give an answer, that's what the somebody coming to ask the Rav a question wants an answer. Sometimes we know there are some rabbanim that go, maybe, yeah, you know, and it's easy. You go to a Rav, yes, no, mutter, usser. And most of the time when we go ask questions, we just want to know what to do. We want to know what to do. So the Rosh writes in Klal Mem, Meav Veshiva, Kuf Zayin, he says, V'hainu taima, the kibun shebo hadin lefnei adayan, v'hu eino yachol avar hadavar, eino rashoy lemshoch yado min adin, v'yarivu bali dinim zemze. You have difficulty, figure something out. V'ksiv eves u'mishpat shalom, ki al yidei ha'mishpat yishalom ba'olam, v'lakach nosnu koach l'dayim l'shpot v'lasos mashi yirtza af below tam v'raya. We'll get to that v'shem soon. K'dei l'asi shalom ba'olam. K'dei l'asi shalom. And it says, kol zeh savarti v'arachti l'hodiya she'ein koach v'rshus l'hoti et adin chaluk mitach azyado she'tzorach ligmar u'lahashlim es adin. Kidei lahatul shalom ba'olam. You have to have pramim al derech pshara. You figure something out. But the rush is very strong that Besdin has to give a psak. Besdin has to give an answer unless they don't know. If they don't know, then they just have to figure something else out. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu da amar l'chavre. Back to cases of chazaka. Someone says to their friend, my boss, Bahaya Ara, what are you doing on this piece of land? Amalei minach savinte v'hashtara. Right, I bought it from you. And here's the shtar. Right, he has a star. Forget Cheskes Gimel Shanim, which he does not have. He has a star. So Amar Le Shtar Azayafahu. That star is a forgery. It's not a true star. Gachin Lachish Le Larabba. The one holding the star, the one that's machzik in the land, leans down to Rabba and whispers in his ear. In Shtar Azayafahu, it is. The guy's right. It is a forged star. Miu shtara ma'al yahavali v'irkas. I had though a good star and it got lost. V'yamina, and I said, you know what? In kadhai biyadi kol dehu. I'll bring this star. I know I had a star that was kosher, so I'll bring this other star because, after all, it is my land and I'm telling the truth. What's the case of shtara zayafahu? How does he have another star then? So the Rashbam has three different dayas here. You know, what is the case exactly of shtara zayafa? Right, for the Rashbam first says, maybe it's a shtar amana. It's a star that was before the loan actually took place and it was never used. The loan did take place, but it was a shtar amana. Right, he says, duhu batel, really we possibly the shtar amana is not a shtar. Others say, no, maybe it was mamish, a totally forged shtar, and he forged the Aiden's handwriting. Forged Aiden, yeah, a different day is exactly what is the case of mizuya. So the shaila is, what's the halacha here? So, this is the machlokes of... There's a migu here, right? He could have just kept quiet and said, this is a kosher star. He went out of his way to tell the judge, it is. The other guy didn't have any rye that it was a false star. He admitted to it. So, Omar Rabba, Malo Lashaker. Here's a migu. Iboy, Omar Lashtar Ma'alyu. He could have just kept quiet and said, it's a good star. So, Rabba says, because he has a migu, that's why he is believed. Omar Le Rev Yosef. Amai samacht ahai shtara. But one second, think about it. So he has a migu, but he is admitting that this is the shtar that he's coming to claim with. Hai shtara, chasa ba'amu. The shtar is a piece of garbage. So how could you say that there is a migu here if the mechanism that he is trying to use, you know, is worthless? Explains the Rashbam about halfway down. V'lo dami l'shar malo l'shaker shebegemara. This isn't similar to other cases of migu in the Gemara. Sheshtei tainas yicholos lios emes. Osa shehu toin v'osa shehu yachol liton. Other cases of migu, you could have said taina A and you said taina B, but both of them are valid claims. It's just that the other taina was a better taina, was a better claim. V'lo ton d'amrina migu aval hacha. But here the problem is, what he could have claimed is fine, but what he did claim is a problematic claim. It's not just a weaker claim, it's a problem claim. Avalacha dummy malo l'shaker b'makam edim. This is like a migu b'makam edim, because there are edim that what he's saying is 100% wrong, because he admitted to it. Shari kol kocho v'chezkaso b'karkazu aydei haishtaru. The whole basis of his strength is from the star. V'heich nomar malo l'shaker b'shtar zeh. Iboi yomar shtar ma'al yehu. V'alo modish eshtar posel v'odos badin k'me edim dummy. And therefore, says the Rashbam, that's why this migu falls away, because the taina that you're claiming is not a taina at all. It's not just a weaker claim, it's a wrong claim. You have nothing to rely on, and therefore you would not say migu in this case. Tosfos has a different formulation. Why isn't there a migu here? Tosfos says a couple of days, but the first one is the Rivam, which Tosfos quotes in a few places in Shas. Tosfos says this is a migu lahotzi. Migu lahotzi, says Tosfos on the third line, lo amrinan. A migu is only said lahachzik, to strengthen, to keep property, to keep money. But to be motzi, you don't say migu. V'tiris rivam on the second line of Tosfos, to lo amrinan migu lahotzi mamon. Umashu muchzak. What do you mean? This is motzi? What do you mean? He's holding on to the piece of land. No, but he's being motzi mecheskas marakama. right? He's squatting, but this is still called motzi, which is an interesting chiddush also. Demashi umuchlek, but karka ino klum. The karka becheses baalei akayma. Kiva chein lo shtar. Lamaisa, he has no shtar, and therefore this land belongs to the marakama, and he's trying to be motzi it by amigo. So that is just dvarim baalma, and you don't see migu except lahachzik mamon. A big sugi we had back on the first daf of Baba Metzia, but it comes up right here. This is one of the two or three sugis and shas, which maybe this seems to be machlokas. According to that pshat of Tosfos, that's what Rav Yosef is saying. So Rabbi is saying you do say amigo lahosi, right? Unless he's saying this isn't considered amigo lahosi, right? One of those formulations. But either way, this is an important machlokas discussion in the Gemara and in the Rashbam and Tosfos. Right, do we continue? Says the Gemara, Hahu d'amar le'chavri, same case but having to do with money instead of land. Hahu d'amar le'chavri, havli me'azuzi d'masikna b'cha, you owe me 100. V'hashtar, right, here's the star that says you owe me 100. Amar le'shtar ezayafahu, he says, well, that's a forged star. I never saw that star in my life. Gachin d'lachash le'l'rabba. So again, he whispered to Rabba, "In shtar zayafu, he is right. It's a false star. Umi yishtar ma'al yahavi li ve'erkes. I had another star, a real one, but it got lost. V'yamin, and I said, 'In can I be adi called to who?' Same achlokas. Amar Rabba, malo l'shaker iboy amar leishtar ma'al yahu." What do you mean? He has a migu, right? Migu that he could have just said, this is a kosher star. Amalei Rav Yosef. Amai kasamachta haishtara. Haishtara chasal b'yamahu. Same exact machlokas. This star is a piece of, it's a shard. It's nothing. Throw it out. And therefore, we say the same machlokas by karka and by money. Says the Gemara Amar Avidi Bar Avin. Hilchaza kavasi de Rabba ba'ara. The hilchaza kavasi de Rav Yosef. The machlokes is like Rabba that we do trust the migu in the first case, but we don't trust the migu that Allah Rav Yosef in the second case. Why? Hilchzak Rabba ba'ara. Why? Muchzakus. Tehecha dekaima ara tekem. We pass in like Rabba. We leave the land where it is, which is kind of against what Tosfos said before, because this is saying we leave the land in the machziks and we allow him to have it. The hilchzak havase de Rav Yosef bezuze. Tehecha dekaima bezuze lukme. Right, we say he doesn't have to pay because Hamose Mechavero, Olav Haraya, in these cases. Interesting. I saw if you look in the Emes Liakov in his commentary here on Cheskas Avatim, he quotes two questions. Number one, Ketzat Shama Rabas L'Chishasor Shel Baal Adin Halo Bevadi Adar Vagurim L'Chshad Al Adayin. Number one, if you have a dayan in court and you see one of the Baal Adinim go whisper something to him, is that okay? Talking about Zilusa de Bedina, how could he do that? Number one. Number two, how could you say that this lechisha is considered Hodas Baldin? It was done in private. Hodas Baldin requires, right, maybe he could just deny it afterwards. Number one, isn't there a zilzul of how people would view him? And number two, you didn't have two edim here. So says Rav Yaakov, one question answers the other question. Right, says one question answers the other question, and that is, there must have been two witnesses there also that heard the whisper. And Mamela, it's Odas Baldin, and Mamela, though it's also not a chshad of the Dayan, because the Dayan, it wasn't something in private. And that's how it could be Mechayev him, and that's maybe how it could help us a little bit, understand a little more this idea. If you look in the Berachah Shmuel, here in Simon Lamed, he also discusses this idea of the land being muhsak. He explains, Sha'af al gav shetfisas ha-karka einu mo'ila, l'gabi zeh sha'atofis yochol lito, sh'karka zu l'kucha hi b'yado. The machzik can't say, I bought it, it's not strong enough for that, because that you need cheskas gemol shanim, but it's good enough to say that with amigo I'm going to keep it. Meaning sometimes, you know, it's not a strong muhzakus, but it's good enough, and that's how we're going to judge the case in this case. Okay, let's continue. Hahu arva. There was an arev, there was a cosigner. To amar leila love, who goes over to the love of the borrower, havli me'azuze to parati lamalvi lovech. I paid the malva for you. So now, you know, here's the, you know, here's the shtar. What shtar? The Rashbam says, the shtar. Let's say Reuven lends Shimon money. Levi is the cosigner. So Levi goes to Shimon and says, hi, look, I'm holding the shtar that you owe Reuven money. When I paid Reuven, Reuven gave me this shtar. So now you owe me the money. So Amalei, la pratich. So Shimon says, didn't I pay you already? I thought I paid you. You did pay for me. I agree with everything you said. But I paid you already. Omar, lava, darcha, kaltinu, minoy. But you're right, you did. But didn't you borrow more money from me after that? and then we're just using the shtar again to for that loan? So what's the halacha in this case? What do we say in this case? Meaning, what are the two studim of the Safek? So the Rashbam, third wide line of the Rashbam, he quotes the two studim of the Safek. It's not exactly as earlier, because at least this shtar was a true shtar. It wasn't just totally made up shtar. It wasn't a shtar mezuyah. Everybody agreed that this shtar was a good shtar for the first loan. But the problem is, this loan was nimchal. Right, the original loan that he paid for, it was what's called Nimchal Shivudo, as it said elsewhere. So that's the Shaila here. Everybody's agreeing that it's a good star. He's saying it was originally a good star. He's saying that I led you again. So the Gemara says, Shalach le'avaya mighty boyle. Ha'iyu da'amar hilchza kavasi da'raba ba'ara hilchza kavasi da'rab yosi bezuze. Didn't we just say that you always go by the muchzak in similar cases like this? Tehecha da'uk mazuze lukmu. The money stays where it is. Here too. The money stays where it is. He has a migo. He could have said that, right? It's another loan. No, right? This is the same issue as before. And this is only true, though, if he says, I lent you again, and that's why it's a new loan, and therefore the shtar is Nimchal Shibudo. But if he says, you pay me back, and I gave you back the coins, because they were old, they were worn out, so then that's as if he didn't pay. It's not a new loan. He's just giving it back because I don't like these coins. Akati isla shibuti d'shtara. Then you still have the original star, the power of the original star, and therefore, then the arev would be believed, and the lover would have to pay. Because then he's saying that you didn't pay me back. You didn't pay me back yet. It's not a new loan, and that is how we would interpret it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Rabba Bar Shirshom, the show will continue tomorrow as Cheskas Habatim rolls on. Okay, we'll stop here.